You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Welcome, everyone. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, your psychic medium and paranormal investigator. I'd like to welcome everybody on this show. The show is called Between Two Worlds on BBSRadio.com. Yes, I've got some bad news for you folks. I don't have a co-host. Our friend Ryan felt that he necessary for him to move on. He wanted to go full-time, so I said, go, my friend, go, fly with the wind. But, no, I wished him well, and so I decided to go back and single again on my radio show. But I've had a chat with another good friend of mine who's also has been doing radio and actually is retired from doing AM radio. I think he's been doing it for well over, I think we're on 30 years. I could be wrong. I do not know how many years he's been doing it, but I want to say a shout-out to Ulysses, a good friend of mine. I was over at his place today. Ulysses, the job is open if you're interested, my friend. we talked about it before, so things come around the way they're supposed to. That's how it works. When one door opens, another one, one walks out, another one walks in. So that's just how things are. I'd like to welcome everybody else also that are in the chat rooms. We do have the Pal Talk chat room. We also have the BBS radio chat room. I'd like to welcome those that are in the chat room and some new people in the chat room as well. Thank you for coming in. And also tonight, I'm going to be doing some readings, but besides just reading, I'll also be talking about ghost stories. And I'm sure we haven't talked about that for a long, long time. People do have their ghost stories or scary stories they've always wanted to share. They haven't shared that in such a long time. So I have open lines, folks, and these are toll-free numbers. And those of you who wish to tell your story, please don't be shy. Please call in. That's how things are. And, yes, I'd like to apologize to Emerald Blue Sky or Emerald Sky because she worked so hard to make this wonderful commercial to have Ryan on there as our co-host. So she worked so hard. And I thank you, Emerald, for trying so hard. But you know what? We're going to have to make another commercial. Got to keep you busy, girl. That's how things are. Sorry. Got to do it. Anyways, we're also on Ustream.tv, folks. So if you ever want to go to, not just like, sit there and listen to the radio, to the BBS radio, you can also go to the website and you'll see the screen in the very front and you see a little arrow in there and the circle and the arrow. Click on that page and on that picture, and you'll actually see me moving around and see my pretty face and going, "Hey, folks, how you doing?" Here I am, waving my hand. And so here's how it works. So join us now. If you are interested in going to some of the older shows, into our archives, we have two sets of archives in the audio. We have them on the archives in BBS Radio, as well as I also have archives on Ustream. .tv. So if you want to go there, Ustream.tv, you can actually listen to both of the shows and somehow if you missed a show, you can always go back and listen to see what you did miss. It's wonderful to have that sort of thing when you got archives because, one time I'm sure you're always busy, you're busy with your kids or you're busy going somewhere else, you just kick your butt thinking you're going to miss the show and then the next thing you realize, you're going, wait a minute, I can go to the archives. It's worth your while being in it and just to go there and to listen. There are so many wonderful people, actually, that are on BBS Radio that talk about every type of title and program you can think of. Everything all to do with the alternative, and this is what we're doing. We talk about the alternative. Now, also, too, we also, you want to find a way to get in that room, because some people don't know how. To go to the BBS Radio chat room, what you do is you go to how to listen. It's on the left side of the page. It says how to listen. You go to that chat room there, and you set up that way. And that's how you'll find out. That's how you find out. So basically, if you want to listen, go to the BBS Radio chat room. On the left side of the page, it's how to listen. You register, and around the center of the page, you'll see the phone number, and it says BBS Radio chat room. You sign in there, and that's how you get in. Welcome into the room. Go for it. Have some fun. Also, those who actually want to get readings tonight, I have this all set up, and we also have the toll-free numbers. We're not going to do any readings on the chat room, but I will tell you, please phone in, because this is what this is all about. So I can actually hear your lovely voices instead of saying, pick me, pick me. So we got your hand up sort of thing. But if you want to give me a call, it's toll-free numbers, or actually those in the U.S., is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, we have the Canadian lines. That is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And the international callers is 530-876-3222 and 530-876-3222. And also, too, I had a young man come visit me today, and I want to send my condolences to his family as well as his girlfriend's mother's family or her family. We had a young lady who had lost her life due to a boating accident, and she passed away last week in the Shuswap. There was just it was a simple freak accident, and the family, her boyfriend, was just totally livid. He felt pretty guilty about this, that this all took place, because he wasn't there when it all happened. And to let you folks know out there, my heart's out there with you, prayers are out there with you, support, and please don't feel guilty. That's how life brings itself together. That's how things work. You know, when we do lose a loved one, or some, you know, the hardest thing on earth is when a mother loses her child first before mom passes over. That is the hardest thing on a parent, and that's something that we need to work on to basically give them strong, give them an absolute strong and supportive way. that's so funny. I'm reading here, and it says, note to mommy, do not share expensive headsets with kids. Mommy wants to listen to the show on headsets, but apparently I think the children must have torn them off their head or did some damage. These things do happen. Plus, I also want to acknowledge a young man. His last name is McLean. I'm sure a lot of you folks out there in the U.S. Has heard that we had one of the most ever dramatic murders that I've ever seen or experienced here in B.C. or in Canada. It happened outside Portage la Prairie, Manitoba, where it actually took place on a Greyhound bus. A Greyhound bus. And I want to send our prayers and support to this family. This young man was actually heading to Vancouver. He was going to be working as a carny in the Vancouver P&E here as well. We're well known in our work. And this young man was on his way up, and there was actually another man who was of Asian descent who actually decapitated him. He stabbed him in his own chair. This man, young man, had no conversation with this man whatsoever. Apparently, I think he said he shared a smoke with him. I'm not sure. I can't recall that very well. Or he shared a coffee. But apparently, he came down the aisle after when young man was asleep, and he came over him with a very large knife, stabbed him in the chest, gutted him, and then he did cut his head off. And then he carried the head in the bus, and they found ears in his pocket. I mean, you can go into the real gruesome thing. You don't want to go any further than that. But apparently this man was quite insane. As far as I'm concerned, he is insane. But I felt there's more to this man why he did this. Not because of what the young man had done, but there's more in his head that caused him to do this. And this is what's happening. A lot of people today are becoming so shattered in their lives because of what's happening around us in our society, that people have become very unsettled and very horrified. And, you know, I'm not going to blame the media. I'm not going to blame these video games. You don't blame any of that stuff. That's how society raises us. Now, I don't know if this man actually was specifically from Hong Kong or from another country, that he was manipulated in any way himself as a youth growing up, but these things do happen. And everyone here is very, they want the death penalty back. We don't have the death penalty here in Canada. That's been removed. Then they called it second-degree murder. I mean, look, it's first-degree, buddy. You actually intently made this happen. That's called first-degree murder. He should be executed by some means. There should not just be, and I know what, it's horrible. Anyways, I don't want to get negative here because I feel this is important. So I want to send the prayers of the family and just let you know, let the people out there, a lot of people that are American have no idea what happens here in Canada. And a lot of people in Canada have no idea what happens in the United States. There's a lot of things that happen. I mean, I was watching some shows here, some police shows. My wife and I normally don't watch these programs too often because they become quite, you know, negative after. Yes, it's hard to accept the fact that people have been, either they get killed, murdered, or some other means, you know, it gets to be monotonous. But society today needs to open up a little bit more, and we need to start sharing love with each other and not being so cut off and so racist, because racism still exists in this world, and people are still having issues with that. And yes, people do have issues with the death penalty. Some people don't like the death penalty. Some people feel they should be doing time in jail. But you know what? There's karma, and that karma is what goes around comes around, and that's how things work. You do actually deal with that sort of thing. And you have to work with it each day and come to an acceptance of it. And because whatever that person's done to someone horrifically or any way of a bad intent, the next time that he or she has done that something to that someone person, next life they will become that person. They will experience the same thing, the same matter of balance. It's called the karma. Even if you're doing good things for someone, you also get those wonderful things coming back in this world. So it's wonderful to know that these things do happen, and they do help us quite a lot. Now, also, too, I want to acknowledge everyone, too, let everybody know that out there, I want to find out how many people have actually listened to the show, so if you can actually go to BBS Radio when you get a chance, there's actually a button on the left side of the page that also says feedback, FEEDBACK. I would like to get you to give me a feedback what you think of the show. See how, you know, how much I've really screwed it up. No. What you would think of the show, and also any ideas of anybody who you want to come on the show, because I'd like to hear from you, some of that, like, Derek, can you bring on Art Bell? Or Derek, can you bring on George Norrie? I wish. You know, there's always someone that you may want to have, someone new that you want to, that no one's ever been interviewed before, or heard from on the, because basically, this is internet radio. I mean, I also like to thank also, too, APSR Radio for picking up me up as an affiliate with their station, because this is absolutely fabulous. So when BBS Radio is running, APSR is also carrying on. So they're also, they have their show an hour before me, 2 hours before me. So they're on at 6 o'clock my time, which is a specific standard time. So they're on for 2 hours, and they talk about me and say, you know, Derek's going to be coming on right after our show. And here I am, folks. So you get to other lectures also to acknowledge all the new listeners out there that are actually listening to the show. And we try to keep this as informative as possible and having a lot of fun doing it. So anyone out there wish to actually come to like to call in, please call in. I'm desperate. No, just kidding. Call in numbers, and it's, like I said, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Those in Canada is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And also the international caller is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, we have been going into doing television, internet television here on BBS Radio. I've been finding it that it's actually becoming more and more informative now. A lot of people are actually watching. We have approximately 8 viewers now on the program, which is pretty good. as a good start. So I've been at this now for maybe 6-7 weeks with BBS, with the television program on the front of our page, so which is great. I've been with BBS Radio for about 2.5 years. And BBS Radio, I believe, is running for 4. So I think we're doing pretty good, folks. It's getting better and better all the time. And we are, yes, we are rated. And on the website, there's a web page that rates, does ratings of internet radio stations. We are now officially rated number 2. Number 2. Hey, it's better than number 3. So we're getting close to number 1, but we're number 2. That's not bad. Yay, yeah, good for us. So it's getting better and better all the time. You know, I was talking to a fellow up in White Rock here, in not White Rock, but White Rock in British Columbia. And I was actually at a garage sale, and he was doing a garage sale. He's moving some old, getting some old things in his garage. And, a bit of air here. And this man, this fellow said to me that he actually is a shareholder for software, and he's also involved with internet television software and programs. And he said that basically this internet TV has only been around for maybe no more than 2 years. It's been talked about, but never really. So it's actually getting stronger, like better and better and better. He figures we're looking at least 5 years before it really comes out, where to the point we're going to have internet television picking up programs basically from cable. Like, you know, you have cable in your own internet programs. So we're going to be picking up internet TV like Fox TV and Fox News and all that. We're going to be picking all that up later on, and it'll be on the same time. You want to go to your internet server to go to your email, or you get to watch TV while you're doing the internet on the other screen. So it'll be pretty cool. You got one screen. I got two screens going, so you got one server, one email page, another, and get to watch TV the other, which is pretty good. You can use yourself. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So actually, I find that we are getting ready for the next stage, that's the next level, getting known in the public. And I think I'm looking forward to all that. Now, a lot of people have asked me why I call Between Two Worlds Radio. Well, I've had Between Two Worlds with me. Oh, for me. Pardon me. I've had a long day being in the sun. That knocks the heck out of you. The heat. It actually is warm over here. We're looking at about 36 degrees here right now. Celsius, folks. Which is about 84, 85 here. It's pretty cold, pretty warm. Anyways, as we said before, the reason why our show is called Between Two Worlds is because I've had this show, for about 10 years. And I've done radio with the same name on the AM program. And also I carried it over from that radio AM station to this show. And I've always kept it. I've always used it because I find that Between Two Worlds Radio is based on talking between two worlds, talking about between two cultures. You know, you learn about both sides. You learn the balance of both sides. That's why I find it very important. Also, when I've had a situation with my... There's somebody with me right now. I can feel it. I'm feeling very wiped all of a sudden. There's somebody in my body and they're trying to control me. I'm expecting a caller pretty quick here. That's what happens. I start to be responding. I can feel somebody step in my body and it pulls my energy like right now, like boom. And does that ever happen to you guys? Do you ever get that feeling that when you walk into a room, you get really feeling in your head? Do you ever get that feeling that like there's someone actually squeezing your head or feeling your head? Like you get that full feeling inside, as if you got your head filling with fluid or liquid. You're not drowning, but that's that feeling, that's that swelled up feeling inside. Well, that's what I'm going through at times. When there's, well, thank you. I have an angel over my left shoulder. Hope he's not sitting on my left shoulder. Nice to know that, by the way. It's a kind of an energy you just feel. It's still like kind of a heaviness. Now, people, I hear a caller calling in. Hello?
Hello?
We have a caller?
Hi.
Hi. Are you there?
I'm here. I just can't hear you very well.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, raise your right arm.
You're funny. I do have a question for you today. It's pardon?
Who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Marie. I'm
Marie,
actually from your neck of the woods.
You where from?
I'm actually from your neck of the woods.
My neck of the woods, so I'm just across the road
yeah.
from you?
Pardon?
I'm just across the road from you?
I'm calling from Vancouver,
yeah, BC. Your neck of the woods, so I'm actually right close to the woods. I'm just, you know, across the street, across the road. Anyway.
There you go.
What can I do for you?
You're actually kind of like a few seconds delayed, so it's hard for me to hear you. But my question for you today is, what message does Spirit have for me today?
Okay. I will say this. There's an older woman with you right now. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Her mm-hmm. above you, like she's actually related to you, as a mother or grandmother, she's with you right now. Okay?
Okay.
She has crossed over. That means she's not alive, and she's crossed over. Is your mother crossed?
No.
Okay. Your mom's mom?
I guess so.
Okay. Do you know about your mom?
I wasn't very close. I wasn't very close with her, so.
Okay. Do you know that she's passed away, your mom's mom?
A long, long time ago.
Okay. She's the one that's around you. I'm showing her being older than you. She's in spirit. The way I'm bringing her, she comes heavily above my shoulders. That's why I say I was feeling kind of heavy feeling. The way I'm seeing this woman, I feel that she herself had dealt with a passing as if she had either, like what you call it, a heart condition or a stroke. Okay, I'm not sure if you know about that, but I would just say that.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
The message for you, I'm told to say here, is the words to you are not to give up in what you're doing in life, as far as your work is concerned. Now, I'm not sure if you work in the healing field, but I'm also seeing a store, you being in a store.
A what?
You being in a store.
A store?
What do you do for work?
I work with youth.
Youth? Okay.
Oh.
Do you work, like, well, I'm seeing a store, not a store as in a shopping store, I'm seeing a store as like a healing center.
Okay. That
okay.
makes more sense.
Okay. I'm mm-hmm. seeing you in a healing center, but it looks like a store because I'm seeing like there's healing implements in the store, like there's sage, sweetgrass, and there's like a meditation studio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
There. So they're saying for you not to give up on what you're doing, but also to consider to do a little bit more work as far as the healing work is concerned. You're quite gifted, I'm being told. Okay? So
with the healing?
Sorry?
I'm sorry, did you say the healing?
Yes, in healing.
Okay.
Okay. Has anyone ever told mm-hmm. you that before?
Oh, I actually am a healer.
What do you do?
I do new energy healing.
And what I just finished saying, not to give up in your healing, but to continue what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay? Are you doing this for a living? You ever thought about doing this for a living, this type of work?
I have. I have thought about it, yeah. I actually am doing it.
Okay.
I've been doing it for several years now.
Okay. Go further with it because I'm also seeing you do another course.
Okay.
Where you're taking something else, but you're actually including it to your facilities. Like you're facilitating, but you're also carrying on the same similar program, but you're going further with it.
Okay.
I'm also
what I really
seeing,
wanted to... mm-hmm.
I'm also seeing you going to California.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if it's all to do with the work itself, but there's also, I feel like you're going there. There's something okay. just yeah, that has a purpose.
Okay. Would it have anything to do with a new relationship that's coming up?
Most likely, if it's the guy that's there.
Well, there isn't. It's just a feeling.
Okay. You're being drawn.
Okay.
You will be drawn to California for a reason. There's a reason for this. There's. I'm being shown here two ladies that are alive, but there are two mm-hmm. ladies that are friends of yours that will be encouraging you to make the trip to California.
Okay.
And also, I'm supposed to bring up Mexico. Oh my God!
Okay.
I'm also to bring up Mexico as well. So, whether
New Mexico or Mexico?
Sorry?
Is it New Mexico or Mexico?
Well, I hear the word Mexico, so I'm not sure if it's Mexico or New Mexico. But I'm here to say this to you because it's part of your healing journey.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Does that make any sense at all?
Not right now, but I'm sure that it might in the future.
Is there an Aboriginal background in your family?
No, but I do work with Aboriginal youth.
Okay, because I'm seeing you at the Friendship Center, I'm being told.
Okay.
If you haven't been there, it's you'll be called to go there or you'll be asked to come to be part of it.
Okay.
So if you're working with Native youth, that's going to be happening down the road. I'm writing the name down, Friendship Center. Yeah, they're saying courses, and they're saying a show. That means it's going to be, you're going to be involved at a woman's conference or woman's conference, they're saying. Women's conference, and I don't know what that is about.
Okay.
Something to do all about women.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
Not at the moment, but it might.
Okay. Write down the word Vancouver Women's Conference, and you'll know what to do from there. Make the contact, and you'll know what to do from there.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take okay.
care.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. These things do happen. We do have, she's saying she hears it, she's getting a time delay about a minute or two, about a second or two. It's probably because of the website itself. You could hear a time delay because I'm on there, you know, being late coming on there. But here I am, folks. Now, if you want to come and get a reading, you just go to these numbers. It's 877-876-5227. These are toll-free numbers, toll-free. You can call in. That's including the winged teddy that came into the Pal Talk room. Go figure that one. Anyone else that they're in the Pal Talk or the BBS Radio chat room, and those are actually listening to the show, please call in, and it's be worth your while to have a chat. Now, I'm going to be doing some traveling in the next couple of weeks. I'm involved with the Indian Reserve School Survivor Society, and I'll be taking a course. I'll be gone to Regina, Saskatchewan. I'll be gone there for a week doing some training there. So I'll be heading out on the 18th. I'll be gone for about a week, and when I do return back, so you probably will hear probably a well, you may not get any have to play recordings at all. If I can talk Ulysses sweetly, he might even run the show while I'm gone. But anyways, kind of cool name, isn't it, Ulysses? If he's interested, then I'll have him run the show while I'm gone, or have a lot of fun doing it. Ulysses is quite the unique man. You just got to get to know him. He is a good fellow. He's been doing radio for a lot of years, spinning records, doing music, and doing a bit of talk. So this guy's been around, doing his own thing. It's been good. Both him and I understand each other somehow. We just do. Yeah, I'm going to be gone for a week around the 18th, and it'll be a lot of fun doing that one. I've got a caller calling in. Hello?
Hi.
We have a caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's
Hello?
Your first... I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your first name?
It's Tammy.
Sorry?
It's Tammy.
Tammy, where are you from, Tammy?
I am from Richmond.
Say that again.
Oh, Richmond, B.C.?
Richmond. Tammy from Richmond,
yeah.
B.C. What can I do for you, Tammy?
Well, basically, I saw you in Surrey, and this is actually the first time I'm calling through the radio. And basically, when I saw you in Surrey and listened to, you know, your predictions for all the other people, it was just amazing. So I thought, okay, I'll just give you a call.
Well, thank you. What did I predict for you?
I'm sorry?
What did I predict for you?
That I would write a book.
And?
And actually, it was kind of funny. I was in the process of, you know, writing writing notes down for a children's book.
Yeah.
And so I didn't tell anybody of it, you know, what I was going to do. And when you mentioned it, it was just like, okay, that was interesting. But I do have another question. Just kind of wondering what my future holds aside from writing a book.
What kind of story again, my dear?
Hello?
What kind? Say it again one more time.
Oh, I just want to know what else my future holds aside from writing a book.
Oh, besides your future, well, let's see.
Yeah.
Well, your future sounds good. I'm also hearing a child next to you.
That would be my son.
Oh, you have a child. Okay.
Yes. I'm recently divorced, so basically a single mom.
Oh, okay. I'm also getting another child coming around you in your life as well, so I feel that once you've moved on with this past relationship, I do see another person coming in your life, but you will have a second child. But the child I'm seeing is a little girl.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah. So this is going to be interesting for you. And also, if you've talked about being on stage or talking to people or doing some talking, I would seriously recommend to do some Toastmastering. Learn to do some Toast. You know what a Toastmaster is?
No.
Okay.
Is it more like a coaching type of?
Yeah, coaching you to learn to be able to stand in front of people on a platform and talk.
Okay.
Okay. Why I'm saying this, because I'm also seeing you actually do what's called like almost like a motivational speaker, but you're sharing your stories to help young women further their lives.
That's
it's almost like
a
support speaker.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Does that make sense at all?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm also being told that you're going back to school.
Okay.
How far did you get from school?
Basically high school, part of college, and some, you know, courses.
Okay. Are you still going to school now?
No.
Okay.
No,
there's something else you're coming from college again. Completely done, because I'm also seeing like I talked about your book, but it's almost like you got a few more things you got to do to really recreate or give yourself more push.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I believe, like, with the children's book, it's something that I wouldn't be able to do by myself. I would need, you know, some some guidance and some coaching. So was considering some, you know, some courses to take to, you know, help me achieve this.
Yeah. Yeah, because you'll do fine on this, and no problem at all. You'll be buzzing right through.
Okay.
Okay. You'll have a lot of fun. Don't worry about it.
Okay, great.
Okay.
That's what I need.
Okay, well, take care.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Derek.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, I make predictions. Yeah, I do once in a while. And sometimes my predictions don't always come true. I've had one particular one that I was hoping that would work, I trust my guidance from my spirit guide. And sometimes I'm never sure if actually it's going to happen or not. I just do what I got to do and say what I got to say. That's just the way it is. I work it from there. It's pretty wild. That's just how things are, you know. So, I'm hoping that there's one particular couple that came to see me. They're worried about selling their house. This particular house is actually in Edmonton, Alberta, in Canada, and they're having difficulty selling their house. The house is in mint condition, but what the government had done has messed with the credibility of the housing industry in Alberta, that over a year, it's taken a person over a year to sell their house. And it's not a ridiculous price. They just, it wasn't selling. And I got this vision. I feel it's going to be gone. So I'm hoping it does sell. And we have another caller calling in.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who am I speaking to?
Maria.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you? Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from upstate New York.
Coming from where?
New York.
New York?
Yes.
Hey, I got a New Yorker on the line.
Well, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
My cat was poisoned, I believe, and died yesterday or on Sunday.
Yeah.
He was healthy one day, and all his organs, I saw he was walking and falling, and he died in my arms. He was only 3 years old, and I don't know if there was, like, rat poisoning under my house, but I saw that all the other cats were fine, and I want to know why this happened. Like, I feel really bad still, and I don't have any closure or answers.
Okay. Well, number one, I don't feel your cat was purposely poisoned. I feel that your cat actually ate an animal that actually was poisoned itself.
The animal? Like a bat?
I'm sorry?
Like a bat?
Yeah, it could have been, well, let's put it this way. Does your cat go outdoors?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If anybody ever puts out poison to a rat or mice,
yes, that's what I'm thinking. That's the only thing it could be.
But they put the poisons inside these little black houses so that any larger animals don't eat it. That because they're trying to make it safe for cats. But the mistake that the companies do, they make the poison, and once the animal, like say the rat, eats the poison, it forces it to drink water because it dehydrates the body.
Yes, he was drinking a lot of water.
It smothers it. So what happened is that your cat ate the mouse or ate the rat, and the poison was still in the animal.
And he died, like, in one day, and I'm thinking that why do I have to see all these pesticides, and especially when people are talking about the environment and going green. I live in a place where there's a lot of country, and even the man in construction, they're making a bridge. He told me today when I told him what happened, he said, I haven't found one worm, meaning that they're spraying, like, to keep the corn growing.
Yeah.
Don't people understand that there's, like, animals and children that cannot defend themselves like adults? And why do people keep doing this to nature? I mean, You know what I'm saying? Once the animals die, that's like a warning for us. And, I mean, these people, it's either greed or power that they want or money. But I'm just thinking, isn't there ever going to be a stop? Like, don't people understand this? Or is there greed blocking their brains or something? Like, how can that be?
Well, let me share something with you, my dear. You know, it happens everywhere, whether it's greed. But, you know, one thing, too, people try to do is they try to prevent viruses from going around that the humans don't become sick. Because they used to have the plague that used to be around many,
yes,
many.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking, too, that what if it's like a plague or something?
Oh, it's not your cat that had the plague. Your cat was accidentally poisoned. And I would say not to feel guilty about the loss of your cat.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Because it's not your fault the cat has passed that way. Okay.
But he passed right in my arms. Like, he waited for me. He didn't want to pass away with any other member of my family because they kept putting him in different places and he kept coming to me. And when he finally decided to pass away, when it was time, it was in my arms. Like, he knew.
My cat passed away in my arms, and he had a kidney infection. And I wondered why he got this, because here, he's never been outdoors. He's been an indoor cat.
Right.
And I found out later it was actually the food that was given him.
But what kind of food? What did they do to the food?
Well, apparently the food that was being made was actually used. They would actually recycle animals in this factory, and the food is made in the U.S., and this is from recycled animals.
Mm.
All the animals that were actually put down, they would recycle all the animals and use all the body parts and everything and make into a food for the cats and dogs. And cats can't always handle everything that's inside of an animal that's been crushed. And so my cat got sick from it because they found different types of illnesses inside of it that shouldn't have been from the acid.
That poisoned his kidney.
Not at all.
Yeah,
have you been given drugs? No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
They found traces of it from the food. I gave them samples of the food, and they said, ooh, where'd you get this from? So I gave them the name of the company. I cannot say the name of the company here because they are still going to court. But they're a well-known company. A well-known company.
I understand that because I've heard about that, and I really don't think it's right. It's just a misery what people are doing. They have no conscience, and they should have some sort of laws and protection over animals. Do you know what I'm saying? Because this slaughtering, I mean, they're doing it in Japan with the dolphins and...
Oh, my dear, you do have an you do have a New York SPCA in your area.
Mm-hmm.
And your SPCA in the States can do the investigation if you ask them to, you know, to find out what happened, and they can help you with that.
Well, it's I moved from Miami 4 years ago here,
yeah.
And we bought our cat from Miami, and she had the three babies. And all four of them are dead. The mother and the son got killed across the street by a car. The son just died 2 days ago in my arms. And the girl cat, she had a litter of babies just about 2 months ago, and she's disappeared. We don't know where she is. Now, out of four cats, the whole family, they're all gone?
Well, she disappeared because you must have raccoons in that area.
What does that mean?
Raccoons. A raccoon will kill a cat, will eat it.
Will eat the cat?
A raccoon. R-A-C-O-O-N.
Now, I know what it is, but why, like, if my cat, she was very fast. You know, she just had her babies.
Next time when you do get yourself a kitten, do not let the cat outside at all. You get yourself a litter box, and just takes a little bit more effort to take care of it. And you have it in your home, and then you will not have to worry about for it to be outside. If you're going to have it outside, make sure you have a small netted pen that keeps it enclosed,
right.
So then she doesn't go away from your place, and you would not have to worry about her or any animal dying on you?
Well, this is the first time, and like I'm in the country, and I used to live in the city where there was drive-by shootings and stuff, and you see, there were more animals, there were more alive, people used to feed them in the alleys, and here in the country, where everything's supposed to be calm and great, well, I see the slaughter of deers on the street, people hunting and killing animals, like, they don't have to do it to eat, they just do it, you know, for a game, for a sport, and I don't understand, you know, and I just pray that's all I can do and see if, you know, the good will outdo the bad, because this is to the point that I never thought something like this could happen. But you don't realize it until it happens to you. You know, the same story, like I heard in Japan, they saw the whale. Until it happens to me, then I understand how severe it is. I mean, they slaughter them by the neck, the dolphins, where they gasping convulsions to breathe, to survive.
Yeah.
And they do have laws, like in the ocean, but nobody's obeying them, or they're paying somebody off or something. I'm just devastated. And I thank you for telling me that. I know people that do keep their cats in, but I have children. The minute they open the door, they don't want to close it, you know, for the cat to run out.
Yeah.
It's like, I have to close the door, you're going to let the cat. And the kids might bring, you know, two of their friends, and the cat will leave.
What you do now is you're going to have to make two sets of doors. I mean, you'll have to have two sets of doors to make sure the cat does not get out. So if you have an extra, like, say, an extra porch or...
See, I don't have that. I wish I don't have a closed-in. That's what I would want, a closed-in...
If you're going to have a
patio with a
single lot, you need to grab the cat first before someone exits the door. And then that person will not go out the room.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something. I might have to move from here in order, you know, go to California where they have animal rescues, where the weather's better, where the people are a little bit more compassionate.
Well, you do, in New York, they still have compassionate people that actually, like, for example, like I said before, your SPCA, your local SPCA in New York, is SPCA all over, even in Florida. They're very good, and if there is a sign of poisoning, and if they do an autopsy on your cat, they will find the person that actually was putting out the poison, and they will prosecute that person.
Well, I just buried my cat, but right before he died, he spit up the poison.
You can still call them out, call them up, call the SPCA up, and tell them what happened. You can probably unearth your cat and have them do an autopsy, and they will tell you exactly what happened.
Well, I know what happened now, like it never happened to me. I know, and I don't know how much control the government will have.
You want investigation here, you need to get them to do the research for you. It doesn't cost you nothing. They'll come down and they'll find the person that actually poisoned your cat.
How can they find that person?
They will go around the neighborhood and look for the area and find out where the poisons are coming from. They will do the research.
I know where it's coming from. But see, my cats have been doing that for 3 years.
SPCA are like police officers. They are registered with the city police. They can arrest that person or person that is actually doing harm to animals.
They can arrest them?
Yes, they can.
But what I was thinking is for 3 years, my cats have been going out and nothing has happened. I'm thinking, did this person do it intentionally? Because this never happened before. So it must have been somebody that intentionally did this. That I feel that's what it is.
Well, like I said before, if you want to make this go further, you have your best bet to do is to contact the SPCA.
Okay, thank you. At least I got a little bit of relief. I'm still emotional over this, you know, because it's just
what it's like to lose an animal.
It's just brutality.
I've got four cats and a dog. I know what it's like to understand by loss of animals.
Thank you. They have no consideration for children, for pets, for older people. It's all about power and money, and that's it. And they don't care what they have to do to get it, you know? And it's like, can't these people grow up and understand that there's something else outside of themselves ever? And it's getting really crucial. I see a lot of suffering, and it's just, you know, I'm just tired of it.
Learn to be positive. Just be positive.
I was trying to do that, and every time I'm getting close to being really positive, like this real big disaster happens like this, and it's like, you know, how come I'm always involved in some sort of, you know, thing that, you know, is really hurting me, you know, I just
stay strong.
I think I'm going to have to, somebody to, you got to stay strong for your future, because this might just be one thing, and I could probably see a lot of other things that are going to happen, too.
Okay.
That I'm going to have to stand up for.
Okay. Well, you take care.
Okay. God bless you, okay?
You too.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, these things do happen. Even when you lose an animal, people become very devastated, and they find it's very unfair when you do lose one, and that happens. It does happen. And it become hard on people. You know, like when you don't have your kids with you, and then you have animals in your house, and you treat your animals like your own children, but you also can't teach your kids how to be polite eating a meal because they have to eat with their hands. But we have another caller calling in. Hello.
Hey, Derek.
Yes.
You've been talking about me all night, so I figured I'd better say hello at least.
Is this Ulysses?
Ulysses.
Hey, my friend.
How are you doing? Well, you can't give me a reading because we already had one today.
No, I can't give you a reading, but we can talk about you.
I feel bad for old Marie there. She went 13 minutes on the radio talking about her cat, so...
Well, these things happen. People are just devastated by a loss of an animal, and you know what that's like.
Yes, I have lost animals in the past. I can understand exactly.
Yeah.
Most people that don't have animals don't understand that they are a part of your family. But
I mean, you have a new one. You have this beautiful, cute little Shar Pei.
I have a new pup. She's 7 months old, and Steve the cat is still around.
There's no more wrinkles with the Shar Pei. These ones grow out of the wrinkles.
What was that?
We should be Shar Peis. You know what? It should be reversed. We should be Shar Peis. We should grow. We should be as with wrinkles, and as we get older, we get better looking.
Oh, there you go. Thank you very much. But don't they say that dogs and owners start to look alike after a while?
We can look like our dog too.
Yeah,
didn't they say your dog looks like?
So.
The owner should look like a dog.
I can understand though why people are a little bit confused, because I just figured out I'm going to turn my speakers down on the computer and just listen to you over the phone. But there is a delay for sure.
Yeah, that's because of the TV screen, the Ustream. They have 1 second delay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're tell everybody turn the speakers down on their computer, and it'll be much better.
Yeah. That's only one problem with every. That's what they're trying to fix, the glitches. These are the glitches from every TV show that's on the internet. It somehow, and even if you like, you watch cable once in a while too, regular cable TV, you'll notice one that since they've done the digital cable, it also has a bit of a time delay, and once in a while you'll see a station where actually it will miss a couple of words before, you know, it doesn't match the person's mouth when they're talking, as if you're actually in Japan.
Right.
You're thinking of a Godzilla movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm in the Godzilla movie! My mouth is moving, but not words. Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
So, we're coming to a close, my friend, but we're going to have to get you to become my co-host, and if you're going to agree with that.
Well, I thought I'd give you a buzz. Like I said, you've been talking about me all night long, so I thought I'd better at least say hello and acknowledge and thank you for all the kind words, so I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I want to ask you a question before you do fly, but, I mean, how many years' experience do you have as a radio show host?
Let's see, I've worked AM and FM and, you know, started in small town radio and worked my way up to major markets and then became a manager and so forth and so on. So I think I started spinning records in bars in 1975 or 6.
Yeah.
And my first radio job was actually in 1978. And so it's, you know, I think... It's been, you said 30 years off the top, and I think you're pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah, you and I have been spinning records for quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to come to close, my friend. I thank you for calling. We'll have to, I'm going to get you. Come on. We'll just talk about you.
You know what? I'm a shy guy. That's why I got into radio, because if I wasn't shy, I'd be in television. But we'll convert.
Okay.
So,
okay,
anyway,
we'll take it easy.
Thank you, Derek, for the kind words, and you and I will talk soon, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, take care, Ulysses.
Okay,
bye-bye. Well, folks, we're coming to an end, and this is Derek Weiss-Guy-Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds Radio, and like I said, next week you'll be surprised what's going to happen. We're going to surprise you guys. And it's been a lot of fun, so everyone take care and be safe out there, and we are going to come to a close, and that is it. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.